Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. A great show lined up for you. We're live and direct. This is the 14th day of August. Man, how we're moving right along in time. And so we're just delighted to be with you here on a Saturday evening, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock here in the east in the southern state of Tennessee and the hills of the Smokies, praise Yahweh, where we're originating from tonight. So we're glad to have you on aboard. And we are thankful for all of those who have contacted us, and we appreciate that. And we deeply hope tonight that part four of Drunken Babylon will bring you some insights into the coming, well, the coming terror. You know, we've been under the terror alert since 9-1-1. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to pale in comparison to what's coming down the pike. So you just stay tuned, because we've got some problems. We're going to go into the aspect tonight of the powers that are destined to clash. And that's the U.S. dollar and the euro. It's like we're, you know, waging war, economic war, if you will, against each other. And looks like the dollar is going to come up the loser. Well, if you go to the Euro building, that's the parliament building of the United Europe. Now, what's the United Europe mean? It's basically 10 federated kingdoms. It starts out with 13, reduced to 10, and it sort of fits into the 10 nation kingdom of the beast power. Now, it's very, very prophetic or ironic, either way you want to look at it. If you go to Brussels, Belgium, where the parliament building is located, right outside that building, they have a new statue of a goddess, Europa, riding a bull. Well, you know, Wall Street has the symbol of the bull also. Strange, isn't it, that the bull worship is what got Israel in trouble to start with. Reckon they were buying stocks and trading in euros versus a dollar. I don't know what they were doing, but anyway, that is strange that we're coming back into this time that a bull is going to play an important part in these procedures and processes. Now, according to mythology, this bull represents the pagan god Zeus. It was designed exclusively for the Parliament building in Brussels, Belgium, right there now. It's already erected. You can see the great bull, and this goddess, Europa, is riding the back of the bull, and she's stretched out in a thrusting sense forward to grasp the horns of the great bull. Looked like a Texas Longhorn steer to me, a ferocious bull. And this bull, according to mythology, represents the pagan god of Zeus, who carried Europa through the Mediterranean Sea to the island of Crete, where he raped her. Interesting, isn't it? The statue outside the building depicts a woman riding a beast. So the two symbols of the new EU are the rebuilding of the Tower of Babel and the rape of Europe, as well as the beginning rape of the world, because we're in an economic battle. We're going to lose this, folks. They have got it stated, slated, fixed for this great nation, America, the one we love, the one we sing praises to, and what a wonderful, beautiful, glorious country, from sea to shining sea, and from mountains to the plains and to the valleys. Death Valley being the lowest part of the United States, one of the lowest parts in the world, maybe. I don't really remember my geography that much, but we have the best of everything in America. We have the exclusive rights to a blessed, wonderful nation, and yet we are the biggest debtor nation. We went from the loaning nation, the nation that could supply the needs around the world. And if it had been managed right, if we hadn't went to sleep at the wheel, if we hadn't let the fox into the hen house up at the chicken coop, the main coop, you know where that's at. Need I say more? Where the foxes have entered the chicken house and they have wreaked havoc with our wealth since 1913 with the Federal Reserve and the bankruptcy of the United States. I'm telling you, it goes... If the people only knew, if America, let alone the world, but if America could wake up, we could salvage what's left of this great nation. Otherwise, we're going right down to the sleeper grave as a pauper, and we're going to die broke, devastated, twisted, and in despair. Why? Because America, the greatest debtor nation now in the earth, once was the most prosperous. We loan to other nations. We have become the tail and not the head. And this is terrible. Oh, that we could pray as a nation, my people, which are called by my name. We could understand that this pagan god, Zeus, has inflicted so much pain and heartache in the hearts of Jacob Israel scattered abroad. The white Western European peoples that migrated to America. Oh man, what heritage, what promise, what covenants. Oh, if we'd have only known our peace and the things that belong to us, we wouldn't have went to sleep at the wheel, surrendered this to a bunch of Mongolians, if you will, Khazars, gypsies, chased out of 27 countries in Europe. We were warned if we ever let them come in, we would face dire, deadly, deceptive consequences. Ladies and gentlemen, when they come in, they have manipulated to form a magician dog and pony show here and pull the rabbits out of the hat, the Federal Reserve, and what they've done, they have created money out of thin air with worthless paper. Even charge the government for the printing privileges and usury on top of it to print it, loan it to the debtor nation, America, the bankrupt nation, where the people are asleep. See, we don't even know what's going on, and the shadow government that is dealt with the straw man principle. Oh, this thing could go on and on and on and on and on. So here we are, rebuilding the Tower of Babel. In 1898, the Germans took two significant things from Babylon in Turkey. This is in 1898. The seed of Satan that's mentioned in Revelation 2 from Pergamon in Turkey and the Ishtar Gate from Babylon, again in 1913, the very year that we had the deadly wound inflicted upon America. 1913, the reconstruction of the seat of Satan was completed in Berlin and was followed by a tremendous opening ceremony of dedication. Within 1 year, Germany was at war. And if you really know the consequences of those that started a war, that financed both sides of the war, and got immensely rich through industrial war machines of loaning money, because you see, nations, it takes money to wage war. And people that make money off the war machine, especially for financing both sides and playing both ends against them, which is exactly what they've done. And as a result, along with the involvement of the United States of America, Great Britain, France, the nations that are Russia, predominantly white Western European Caucasians, that formed this great nation here and other nations as well, Great Britain being Manasseh, the great power of the blessing pact that Yahweh promised to Manasseh, and a greater power to Ephraim as a major portion of the 10,000s compared to Manasseh, which the United States and the 13 colonies originated as a nation of nations, banded together in solidarity. And yet, in that one war, now we're not going to even talk about World War One because that's when it started. Let's skip there and go to World War Two. I mean, the Great Deception started in prior to World War One, but it came in vogue, if you will. I mean, it was all out full speed ahead with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and we thought this is the greatest president since sliced bread because he sort of salvaged our nation. But what we don't know, he plunged our nation into a war that was planned to have him in the seat of authority. And you got to know who Mr. Roosevelt is before you'll understand the whole story. Now, you need to write for this information because we have plenty of it available for you to inspect and to view and to read and to pray and to listen to. And then you can make your own decision what's going on, and especially since the 30s. Seat of Satan in Nuremberg was built, and see, Germany, I believe, the great Aryan race of Germany, the great state of Judah. If you want to know where the tribe of Judah settled, they settled in Germany. And now listen to this. This is ironic. Prophetic, I guess, in a way. The Ishtar Gate, the one, remember I've told you about the drunken whore worshiping a false god, a goddess, this church established, rides the back of the beast. And here we have the depiction in actual European, and so see, this beast is seated right in the middle of the Euro, of the European Parliament Federation of Nations that's going to rise and actually destroy the United States' economy. And they're going to rule the world. The last ruling power will be from Europe, not America. We will lose our influence. We will lose our authority, whether you believe it or not. And you can criticize the United States of America for all you want to, but the power that's outside America is destined to come in and take over. They're going to rule the whole world. Don't worry about America, because America is going to be subdued by this external power. Remember, Khrushchev pounded the podium or his seat in the United Nations and said in, I believe, in 1963, 64, when Kennedy was a young president, he was trying to intimidate our President Kennedy, pounded the table and said, "We will conquer America without firing a shot." This was the communist manifesto agenda. If you want to read the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and compare it to the Learned Elders of Zion Plan Manifesto, you're going to see red communism, the seed of the whore, red, drunken with blood, as one of the most horrible, terrible beasts to ever rise out of the ocean, the sea of the people, and make its way into the hearts and minds of the people. Who said, who's going to make war with the beast? Who's great like the beast? Who can make war with her? Where she cast the truth to the ground. She prospered and killed, literally killed, millions of people in its formation, induction, and purposes. Now, this is planned, ladies and gentlemen. This is a contrived, this is a conspiracy that goes far back beyond 9-1-1. When America's infrastructure is deliberately being piecemealed away, when the great proud American people who originated this country and should have ownership to it, where we get no rights whatsoever as citizens, foreigners, immigrants, with no help or no blood, sweat, or tears from fathership, creationship of America that was carved out of the wilderness and made the great nation it is. its citizens who are descendants of those proud people, the white Western European Caucasians that came in here and formed this great country, now have no privileges and no grants. We can't do diddly squat. We have no rights as far as that goes, and we are being replaced systematically by minority status immigrants and those who have no right to this nation or its wealth, and yet they are basically taken over. And this is orchestrated by a few fallen angelic Cainite seeds that have come in here unaware. And all, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to just draw you a perfect picture for you. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you need an infusion of go-go juice. Go to the scriptures and find out just exactly what was prophesied. According to Revelation 13, the whole earth will be amazed and fall the beast and worship the dragon. Because of him, he will cause all. Except. Now, it don't say all did. It says cause all to receive his mark, without which no one can buy and sell. If you're a 501(c), if you're selling religion, this is not grain or the famine ain't gonna be for bread or water. They're gonna be eating, drinking, and being merry right up to the day Christ comes. So get out of this mentality. I'm not starved to death. Glory to God. So what'll I do? When the beast power comes after me, what am I going to do? When they want me to have a chip and tell me I can't buy no wheat or bread unless I get a chip. Ladies and gentlemen, the bread is the deceit of religion that they're selling. You can't sell it without being part of the fundamental, traditional corruption of a 501(c) agenda. If you haven't figured out what a 501(c) agenda is, you need to read the plan. I'm telling you, it's sickening. It'll make you vomit if you're a true patriotic American with red blood that has the right to believe what you know to be correct as opposed to what you're told to believe. It'll be a time of trouble, according to Jeremiah 30 and verse 7. Well, 31:27, Jeremiah says that he will cause all these people to come in here. Now, listen to me. He will cause all of these people, these strangers. Look that word up. It's not your white Western European kinsmen are coming in and migrating into America. It is your races that are alien to this country, that have no purpose whatsoever but to destroy it. The devious conspiracy of those who set it to head now this great nation. At least 90% of them have an agenda to work with and for the destruction of America and not the upbuilding and the caring. If you're a red-blooded American and you believe in our purpose and our standard and our cause, and you're in the political arena, Yahweh bless you. That you've not been corrupted by the special lobless money they lob at you. I call it lob money. And they throw it at you. They've got fistfuls of it. This nation has been broke to the trillions of dollars. I'm not talking about we are now billions of dollars in debt. We are now trillions of dollars in debt since 1913. Before that, we were a nation of wealth and prosperity. Somebody at Jekyll Island had a better ideal, not to bless this nation, but to curse it and to destroy it. And it's taken, since 1913, it's taken this long for this nation to almost be on the brink of utter ruin. Now, if you've got your 401k, if you've got your money on the money market, and you've got stocks and bonds, you're the biggest fool that ever walked. If you haven't now converted to just weights and balances of a correct measure of the wealth of silver and gold and precious metal, that's the two standard bears. There's other metals that are precious that you could probably get, but you better be getting there quick. You better take all of your paper money, with an exception of enough just to maintain a bill-paying purpose, and convert and hide well. I repeat, convert to hard metals and hide well, and do not put all your eggs in one basket. Have you an escape plan or an exit plan or an entrance plan to whatever the plan is that you've devised, and then use that Yankee ingenuity, that special gift that no other people on the earth have that's made this country through our forefathers and their hard work and their blood has been shed on foreign battlegrounds fighting a rich man's war. And in Germany alone, just the people of Germany, the great Aryan people, the House of Judah in Germany, not talking about the people of Manasseh and Great Britain and France and Belgium and Netherlands and Denmark, Austria and Russia, Poland and Czechoslovakia, all the Aryan people that died there at the hands of someone instigating their demise, that they could weaken and destroy the greatest enemy that Satan's ever had, and it is the sons of Jacob. And how they have done their job well, because the dumb sheep who have only one advantage, and that's hearing the truth and obeying the truth, but they won't hear, they won't see, because they're blind and they can't hear. And we're in dire straits. We are almost at the point of the Titanic of the great nation of America is almost ready to sink, although we have our politicians singing a different tune. They won't tell you to the tune of the trillions and trillions of dollars that our nation has had to cough up, like materials of our parks, of our federal land, most now on privatized land. Same thing happened to Russia in 1917, folks. They went the way of America is going. I'm going to repeat that. They went the way that America is going. We're headed there fast by the same plan, by the same instigators and originators of a plan to destroy the great Caucasian white Western European peoples. You say, well, is that a racial remark and you don't appreciate the blacks and other? Oh, no. No. See, the blacks that are in here, they would do well to follow this example, keep themselves as a blood race people, original. They are original blood race people, to keep themselves pure and not to formulate this miscegenation policies and mixing. It's a trick to destroy all races with the exception of one who does not mix with anything and has a mother's side genetic claim. You have to be a member of these bloodlines to live in certain places. Although they promote liberty and freedom everywhere else, they have none where they're at. It's exclusive for them. They're the big dogs. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been taken to the cleaners with financial ruin. And the Bible says so. Babylon, who is formulated to bring down the people of God, will wreak havoc with the people of God. I told you about the 40 million people plus that lost their lives just in World War II. These are the white, Aryan, German, great people. They were just led by a man, I'm not going to get into a personal character assassination, but this man was, perhaps, if you know his history, I've studied him quite well. He was a brilliant idiot. He was borderline between a schizophrenic, insane, to one point, to a genius on the other. And yet, if we really believe some of the history that supports that he might have been blood mixed, he wasn't a pure blood Aryan. He had some alt blood in him, purposely bred. We've had some presidents purposely bred right here in America. We just got rid of one, and maybe we got another one. I don't know. Maybe we got another one coming in for sure. That's going to really wreak havoc in the house of America, the great, lovely, beautiful nation we all love, and probably going to have to die for. You know, I served in the armed forces. I gladly represent my country. It's the most beautiful nation around the world. I've seen a lot of nations, but I've never seen nothing to compare, even now, to America. And all of its misery and all of its poverty, all of its sin, there's still something special about it. And we should all love it. We should love our president. We should pray for him. We should pray for his guidance. And the more you don't believe in him, the harder you should pray for him. Because they have tremendous responsibilities to lead this nation. And I know that prayer, intervention prayer, will hinder even the works of the evil. Because you see, the prayers of the righteous came up before Yahweh, and it did affect the general outcome. Because if you read the 7th verse of the 3rd chapter of the book of Jeremiah, you're going to find out some great news. The house of Jacob, it specifically mentions the house of Jacob. No other race, just specifically the house of Jacob. It says in Matthew 24, verse 22, except these days be shortened for a specific ethnic race. And you see, I got in ethnos last night in Genesis 25 with the house of Rachel, who had an infusion of satanic influence, who brought Esau, who was of that wicked one, just like Cain was of that wicked one. So we've had a race, a genetic war going on from the foundation of the world, ladies and gentlemen, and it's real. It's not something imagined. It's just not a figment of our imagination. It's not the insane madness of the prophets that are crying this and warning that if we don't get a handle on this, they won't be any of our people left when this is over. And that will cause the intervention, just like it was in the days of Noah. Noah was the only one left out of his blood race genetics. Him and his wife, their three sons and their three wives, that was the only 8 souls that were righteous in genetics. It says the word generation, that's genetics. In other words, ethnos, a blood people. From one bloodline. And that's what Satan is trying to destroy on this earth. And then he's going to skip the Malu. If he can destroy the blood of the continuous promise of the covenant of Yahweh, then he has succeeded in defeating and shutting off the genetic blood of Almighty God, who progenitored as the root and the offspring of David. And so Satan wins if that happens. You see why he's hell-bent on destroying the blood covenant race people that have a covenant given specifically, exclusively to, for, and about the house of Israel. And that's why Satan is angry. Ladies and gentlemen, he's shifted it around to make you think that the house of Israel is over to a nation where they named Israel in 1948, and that's the house of Israel. Far be it. I repeat, far be it. You see, the 12 tribes... Impostors who are deceiving the very elect. And we got the elect supporting against themselves. These people who claim to be Jews and are not, but are liars according to Revelations 3 and 8 and Revelations 2 and 8. You can read it right there for yourself. I know where Satan's seat is, and I know them to say they're Jews and are not, but are liars. Bless God, we've got some. Bless God, we've got many that have deceived the whole world and have attached the wealth of a people that are supporting them and giving them billions of dollars and a free ride at the Federal Reserve, because all these people, along with the international bankers who are not them, but they have joined in cahoots, they're going to receive a greater damnation. When the punishment is melted out, they'll receive a greater damnation because for filthy lucre, they've sold their birthright And ladies and gentlemen, we should not make that mistake. You better pray that you'll be accounted worthy to escape. According to Luke 21:36, you better be worthy to escape. You've been holding back from being fully committed to this cause. Get in the real world and the real faith and the real battle and the real war. It's a war between seeds. Like Christ said in Matthew 24:22, except these days be short, they wouldn't know there will not be any of this ethnic race left upon the earth. Yahweh intervened for Noah and for the sake of a cause of the genetics. And he'll intervene one more time, because as it was in the days of Noah, when only a few were left of the genetic offspring of Adam, then there's only going to be, see, there's many other races that are in the earth. We're the fewest people on the earth. So these other races are going to try to stamp out, inbreed or miscegenate, to breed out, not in, to breed out a people who have a covenant promise exclusively from Almighty God, Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm all worked up tonight. Praise Yahweh. I'm loaded up in the blessings of Yahweh, the gifts and the callings without repentance. I love the name of Yahweh, and I love the people of Yahweh. I love those who love Yahweh, that will proclaim His truth and stand for it and get ready to rumble. Now, let me show you some things about a numerical system. We talked about this on WWCR, where we're on live every Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, same time we're on here, around the world on internet connection through micro rebroadcasting. But if you take the English alphabet, 26 letters, and remember this, very important, there's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, there's 24 in the Greek, and 26 in the English. 2, 4, 6. So if you start to the English, which will numerically start at 6 instead of 1, like most numerics do in Hebrew and Greek, if you'll start at the letter 6, which A would be 6, B would be 12, and C would be 18, and you go right on through, and you randomly select out all of these numbers from the English language for calculating 666 possibilities, you're going to be amazed at what comes up. You're going to be really amazed at what comes up. Well, let me give you a few examples here by using this mathematical system, and I'm not saying this is the correct system, but it is a system that is designed exclusively for your information. And I would like for you just to, just consider it. And you'd be wise, I believe, to consider it. Because if you look at the system how it's designed and really want to know a little bit about the possibilities of number systems coming up, you'll see some things that will I think it'll delight you in Geometra to calculate some of these numbers. For instance, if you take that system, like I said, if 6 is A, B is 12, and so on and so forth, and you keep going right on down to the system, C would be 18, D would be 24, E would be 30, F 36, G 42, H 48, I 54, J 60, K 66, L 72, M 78, and so on and so forth, right on down the line. Just add 6 to each succeeding number, beginning at A, then you're going to get a code system here. Now, just write down Mark of the Beast. Take the 26 letters of the English alphabet that has got the numeric system that I told you how to do, A, 6, B, 12, C, 18, and so on, adding 6 to each of the 26, till you get up to Z, which equals 156. Mark of the Beast will equal or spell out 666. Bioimplant. Now, what's this? This bugged me away. Bioimplant. If you just write the word bioimplant and look up the numerical value using this code system, it'll equal 666. Sorceries. That's a word that you probably understand. It ain't some goblin out in a salt circle doing heebie-jeebies that you need to be worried about either. It's men in three-piece business suits and $1,000 Gucci shoes that are walking around in shoe leather. Serpents deceiving. These are the sorceries of the New World Order and the secret orders that are betting on Babylon. If you're betting on Babylon, you're betting on a strong horse, and it looks like this horse is coming in first because this, she's ahead. Babylon's ahead, looking good. Everything's prospering, everything. I mean, they promise you any chicken never pot, and they'll take care of you. Just do what they say, get you a bioimplant, and drink of her sorceries, like the beast that had the cup of filth and dregs and everything else that she had in her cup, full of abominations. Necromancy equals 666. Witchcraft equals 666. Is this by chance, or lustful equals 666? Corrupt equals 666. I'm telling you, ladies, it blows me away. Insanity, 666. The whore, the beast, and those that ride her and support her and worship her are insane. And the word insanity figures out to be 666, along with corrupt, lustful, and witchcraft. Horrors. You've saw the movie that they designed with Little House of Horrors. They didn't tell you that horrors equals 666. Write it down and do your code work, and you'll find out that horrors equals 666. Treacheries, in the plural, many of them, not just one, but treacheries equals 666. Get this now. I just got through telling you of the hundreds of millions of the white Western European people, including Americans, in World War II, 1 and 2. And, well, all the wars succeeded, and we've been in several. Slaughter. The word slaughter under this numerical system of the English language, 26 letters with 666, and just keep adding it to 156 on Z, then you come up with slaughter, 666. What about computer? You've heard a lot about computers, the mark. That's the word computer itself. And really, 666 is a computer keyword. It's the base of all primary numbers on a computer, believe it or not. And if you take the word in English, computer, C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R, pick out C, the value of that, the O, value, M, value, T, value, U, value, T, value, an E, value, an R, value, add them together and you come up with what? Guess what? 666. Calculation figures 666. Listen to this now. I told you about the euro gonna win a battle, ladies and gentlemen. I predict, listen to me well, that the dollar will fall. You better get out of the dollar businesses. If you got large sums of money on the money market in America or around the world, anywhere invested in U.S. dollars, you better get out real quick. All of the other people, your sorcerers, they're jumping bail. They're getting off the ship. They're scurrying off like rats. You better get off quick. If you want any wisdom, you better convert to something that's tangible. A bird in the hand is worth hundreds of those dollars in a bush. So you better get them out. False market equals 666. Let me repeat it. False market. False hope. You will not believe that the wealth and the securities that have been offered up for U.S. dollars, the security stocks and bonds, where they've given their wealth. I mean, they have paid in. All right, this money is taken and converted. This usury, illegal usury money, this illegal U.S. federal dollars, illegal is what I'm saying. They have taken that and somebody purposely has emptied out Fort Knox. There ain't no silver and gold left in America. America is a debtor nation, not a nation with a reserve. Our wealth overshadows our debt. But some point, one's got to go. Well, we know it's not going to be our wealth overshadowing the debt, because debt is going to break the back of the wealth of this nation, because it only takes a few more straws and this nation is going to crunch. And when you do calculation and the numerical system I've just given you, you're going to look at 666 with a false market of 666. And the channelers, these are the false soothsayers of advising you to invest in the stock market. Man, how we forgot 1929. I remember my dad talking about it. Some of you old timers, probably you remember it too. When all the Federal Reserve banks closed in 1929, it was a pre-opt, if you will. It was a precursor, if you will, to the big belly flopper. When they closed the Federal Reserve banks, people panicked. They didn't have any money, couldn't get into the banks. That's going to happen again. It's going to happen real quick. So you better take this old gray-headed boy's advice. It's been around here for almost 70 years. You better listen up and belly up to the bar. Drink a shot of this truth and get with the program. What's this now? Most people ain't going to hear me, because the word stubborn, if you spell it out in the code, is 666. Unruly, hatey, high-minded, unthankful, unholy. That's the prophetic utterance of the last days. Do you think we're living in it? Type in the word unruly, use your calculation, see what it will produce, 666. Listen to this now. This is blowing me away. Illusion equals 666, using the code system that I just gave you. The word illusion, boy, how that they have created an illusion out of thin air, that there's welfare to guarantee the Federal Reserve notes. And ain't nothing there, ladies and gentlemen. This is the greatest heist in the history. It's illusion. It equals 666. Here it is. You heard a lot about the Book of the Dead. Just write Book of the Dead. Do your math on the system, code system I gave you. And the Book of the Dead equals 666. Isn't that amazing? That the Bible says that everything that went into this system and supported this system and was of this system, that they'd end up dead. The Book of the Dead, 666, son of sin. Let me repeat that. Son of sin, 666. A perdition. Remember the beast goeth into perdition. So a perdition equals 666. Remember I talked about the genetic wars? Genesis. That's someone that knows about genetics. If you spell that word out, let me spell it for you if you're keeping notes. Genetist. Genesis equals 666. To prove to you, it's a war of genetics. You've heard a lot about vaccinations and the need to take them, and we need to get all of our children inoculated and, you know, they'd be safe from all these raging diseases that go across the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, you would be far better off to stay away from them than to inject it into your children and your body for genetics of coded things to happen later on. I'm telling you, you don't want to know what's in these ingredients. I'm not trying to scare you. Because you say, well, my children took them, they're just fine. Maybe it's to work against a particular purpose people. Ever thought about that? Just could be. Well, vaccination, V-A-C-C-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, equals 666 under this code system that I've just given you. Vaccination equals 666. You know, the Bible said there's going to be a lot of unrest in the nation. People are quarreling everywhere, fussing, complaining. Remember, that's one of the characteristics of Israel. The word quarrels, in plural, many quarrels, equals 666. Remember the Bible said the end won't come unless there come a falling away? Type in falling away and use a numeric system and see what you get. 666. The end won't come unless 666. Well, here's a personal item. Kissinger under this works out to be 666, and there's a lot more statesmen around the world that does. We won't get into that because we won't get personal, but Kissinger is a well-known man. He's a Jew. KISSINGER equals 666. Not to mean that he's the beast, and he's not, but it could represent a people, a power, a beast, an image. And that's what it's all about. Praise Yahweh. Now, there's a lot of interesting, let me give you one. New York. Tap it in there and use the code and see what you get. New York, 666. The home of the United Nations. The home of the financial empire of the beast system. 666. This beast is fixing to fall to a greater beast, and that's the Euro beast. It's rising in Europe. This beast is going to devour the Federal Reserve. She's going to fall. She was designed to fall. It's a house of cards anyway. It's not built on just weights and standards. Did you know that the euro is backed with a percentage of gold? And so it's got credibility, and so then, although it's not solidly backed by gold, but there is a strong percentage of the money of the euro. So did you know that Saddam Hussein was actually converting dollars to euro? Did you know that the real reason that we went into Iraq was to delay the tactics of the European common market versus the beast power of the United States of America? And it's a battle of economics, and great men and great minds are sitting with their pencils, ladies and gentlemen, and directing the gun barrels and a lot of places. Well, you remember Waco, Texas, don't you? If you type in the word W-A-C-O, Waco, Texas, T-E-X-A-S, Waco, Texas equals 666. It wasn't the people in the building, that the farmer said out in the field. He was asking me, said, are you afraid of them people in there? This newsman came in, you know, these liberal news, you know who they all work for. He said, sir, I'm not afraid of those fine people inside the building. I'm afraid of those people that's got them surrounded. Waco, Texas, 666. Oh, man. What are we going to do here? You see, Adolf Hitler didn't equal 666. He only equals 660. Darwinism equals 660. Osama bin Laden, they get close to no cigar. They're not the beast power, ladies and gentlemen. These are diversions. Each one of them equals 660, but there's a 6 out of that, and that's the other part. And so these are deceptions. Well, just thought you might be interested in some of that. Praise Yahweh. And maybe the Father will bless you to let you look into some of that. It's to me, it's very fascinating. Very interesting and timely. This is Pastor Buddy. My time's always just coming down. It's just blown on by here. So we're live. This is the 14th day of August. And we're coming up on 8:53 here. We've got about 6 or 7 minutes here left on the show. And we've enjoyed being with you on this four-part series of Babylon. If you'd like to have this series, you can have it by just contacting Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm free, 5 to 21, in love with my creator, Yahweh, who had a white head, by the way, and a white hair. Not only was his hair white, his head was white. Revelation 1:14 will tell you that. He had a white head. And David, his offspring, Christ said he was the progenitor of David. David was ruddy and white. And so was several more men that could blush and have association with a covenant principle race of an ethnos, a people who, too far and about, Satan is in a war with to exterminate their seed, just like it was in the first world that perished with a particular race of people, almost extinct. Yahweh intervened and saved a genetic race of Adam. Now he's chosen Shem and Seth as progenitors through the bloodline of Almighty God. We are children of Almighty Yahweh. And I've proven that to you time and time again. And sometime later, I will teach on the blood of God, the blood of Yahweh, how he infused it into the earth for man and for salvation, for saving power and for grace to a particular race upon the earth who are his people. Now, the Bible said, if his people, which are called by his name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall he hear from heaven and he heal the land. That is the heart of man. We are earthen bodies, vessels that are in to be in tune with Yahweh. We've got out of tune. We've missed the lick. We're on offbeat. Somebody's got us out of step in our parade marching toward the kingdom principles of Yahweh. So let's get back in step and follow after righteous. Now, if you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Give me a radio check out there and let me see where you're at. And let's communicate together. Just good old country boy, Tennessee flyboy. I grew up behind the broomtails down here in the hills of Tennessee, plowing in the poor country, the hill country, the new ground, as we called it, back in the 40s, where I used to plow and sing songs and praise in the 50s, grew up, and still here, praise Yahweh. Haven't been around too much, but I've been around enough to know that I was once young, and now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed of begging bread. Babylon will fall, ladies and gentlemen. But you'll be surprised who's going to take its place. You better get ready, or we are in for times of trouble such as the world has never seen according to the scriptures. And deception lays on every hand. Remember, I gave you the code number, deceit and deception. Look it up, 666. Mark of the Beast, 666. Sorcery, 666, on and on and on and on and on. And so it's trying to tell something. Somebody's trying to tell something. Let's get the message and let's get on down the road in Dixie here. Praise Yahweh. Glad to have you aboard. This is Pastor Buddy. I'll see you Monday evening, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern, live again on the National Association of Broadcasters. Yahweh bless you.
Two arms, 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 two